Hello and welcome to SCN 151.5. We're 0.5 because
Oh,
we're not even half a crew today. It's
I'm
just
not a point.
no, we're not a full crew, at
We're
least
not a
three.
full.
Yeah, so
This is Space Eater Nerd or Gaiden.
which one is it? Yeah, Gaiden, right?
Gaiden side story, yeah.
Man, you weeb.
Well, I never made too much sense of it, because why is it Ninja Gaiden? Why is that the side story? What's the real story of Ninja Gaiden?
See, this is where we're missing Rex to be like, actually,
Yeah, Rex would have an answer. Like, in Japan, the name was technically Boa. Shuriken Famitsu.
we're gonna be doing a short show today, just kind
Yeah.
of slacking around. I know Ryan is sick. I hope he gets better because we're supposed to go to a whiskey tasting tomorrow. But
Oh,
then,
yeah, that'll make him feel a lot better.
yeah, so.
Drink a lot of whiskey.
I think they have like a $600 bottle that they're opening tomorrow, 26-year-old whiskey.
Oh, shit.
Oh, can't wait.
So where are the other people? We just.
Drea said she just couldn't make it, and Rex
Okay.
has disappeared. I think he's more than likely still at work.
Yeah. Well, hopefully customers didn't do something nefarious with him.
Did you see that thing about how he had a customer comment about how disappointed he was with millennials and kind of directed it towards Rex.
Yeah, I saw that. That's so
Yeah.
stupid.
That's where all the action happens at Starbucks, so.
Is Rex, would you consider Rex a millennial? Are we millennials, or are we like still technically Gen X?
I checked the map and I fall under both.
Under both?
So it's
That's
like
such a millennial thing to say.
It's dual citizenship.
Yeah.
So I
I
mean,
mean, yeah.
you're younger than me, so you would also be considered both.
Okay. Yeah. Because I feel like I have that slacker mentality of a Gen X, but mixed with that cocktail of social media awareness of a millennial.
Let's see. Hold on. Millennials, who define those as those age 18 to 34 in 2015.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm right on the cusp. I'm 32.
Yeah, and then Generation X is 35 to 50 in 2015.
Man, I guess we are solidly millennials.
We're in
I
that
always I thought we were millennials.
weird like era of people that get to experience both timelines. We're stuck in like time.
In between dimensions.
You
We're in the
know,
down under.
it was funny. I was reading an article too about how our like the generation that grew up through the 90s has it like the worst right now. Has it the worst because the technological advancements from the 80s through the 2000s were like astonishing,
Yeah.
and so we never had time to make memories, like truly make memories,
What do you mean truly make memories?
because the world kept changing around us.
Oh, so we're, but I mean, we're all the nostalgia babies.
Yeah, so I
So
mean, but
we're nostalgic for that one brief period of time where we could make memories about things.
because well, because we don't, we didn't, we're nostalgic for that era because we weren't able to truly live it.
Huh. In the 90s, you mean?
Yeah, in the 90s. I mean, and
Okay.
it's like right now when you think about it, like the 90s were like what, 25 years ago? Like
That,
1990
yeah,
was
right.
26 years ago. That's fucking crazy that time.
20,
And
26 years, jeez.
yeah. And it's like, I mean, think about it. Like, I think people from like the 40s, the 60s, they didn't have like such huge advancements in technology, and past and before that, even the same thing.
No, they're probably sitting there complaining about the new shows on the radio and color TVs.
And
And we're all like, look at this phone. And then the next week, it's like, that phone is so crappy. This new phone will land the space shuttle.
or like it's like, oh wow, look, the internet, and I'm surfing it at 56K, and then a month later I'm on DSL. I
Right.
can download porn faster than you.
And then a month later from that, it's like, God, when are we going to get fiber optic?
I remember when the T1 connections were a big thing. And people were like, I think like Europe got them first. And we were like dedicated salivating.
Phone lines. Yeah.
We were salivating for it over here.
But you just plugged it right into the wall, man. It was nuts.
But no, it's like, so us, we get to experience both the millennial timeline and the Gen X timeline.
Yeah.
Which is...
I think that's about fair.
Which is weird. I mean, it's like, I think it's because, we're, you know, going back to that, everything happened so fast that we got lost in the mix. Like, our generation, you and I.
Well, I guess, is that sort of like a symptom of, like, I guess, the Gen X crowd innovating so fast and never being satisfied with what they had?
But was it the Gen X crowd, though? It was the baby boomers that were in charge of, like, technology and stuff.
Were they in charge? I guess, yeah.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, that...
Because baby boomers would be, like, what, 50 to 60?
51 to 69 right now.
Yeah, 51 to 69.
What is my dad, then? He's 72.
Man.
Oh, that's the greatest generation, isn't it?
I mean, baby boomers came after pretty much Vietnam, though, right? He's more like the flower. He's a flower child. Mm. He's a secret hippie.
Hold on. Greatest generation years. Hold on. Okay, here we go. The interbellum generation is 01 to 1913. Greatest generation is 1910 to 1924, because that's World War One right there. The silent generation, 1925 and 1945. Then
silent generation.
Yeah, I know.
I've never heard of the silent generation.
Of course, because they're silent. That's why you haven't heard of them.
Oh my God. Bust this thing wide open.
That's crazy. Yeah, but man, I want to look into that silent generation. Interbellum generation just sounds like science-y.
Yeah, I guess, is that like flappers and DNA?
Oh, 01 to 13. That was a 13. Yeah. Generation is usually 13 years.
I guess. Yeah.
No, that generation was 12. Then greatest generation was 14.
14.
And then silent was 14.
So your dad's the silent generation?
Yeah.
Then? Oh, wow. You should ask him about it sometime and just see if he gets the look on his face like, you're not supposed to know that.
He's like,
shh. Be quiet.
They're going to come get us. You know. But that's interesting. I'm going to read up more on all that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was technically a millennial. Well, this changes everything, and it changes nothing.
You're ruining everything, and also slacking off while doing it.
And then also, you're fixing the world, and you're our future, but you're also the worst.
Great, we got it all.
I mean, I never got participation trophy, so I don't know what the hell that shit came from.
I turned around, and my dog had his feet on the couch. Not jumping on the couch, it was humping the air, so...
But was he twerking? So his back legs on the couch?
No, his front legs were on the couch, and he was like humping the air.
Anyways, oh man. Yeah.
Let's get back to the millennial set of mind video games, because that's all that matters to millennials.
That's all we do is video games and journalistic integrity about video games.
So right now the holiday season is upon us, where they have a ton of new games coming out. What have you been playing?
I have been playing a little bit of... I played the story of Call of Duty. Infinite Warfare. Yeah, it's a good, like, big, like, disaster movie, action movie plot. I always like the single-player stuff on Call of Duties.
Yeah,
I feel like they're kind of vastly underrated, because everyone feels like it's all about the multiplayer, but, you know, it's cool to... run through it in like this big action hero-y set pieces.
The Kevin Spacey one was pretty good. I played that one. I red boxed it because I'm not paying $60.
No. This one's the Jon Snow one, basically. So Kit Harington plays the bad guy.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Do you ever play Killzone?
Yeah.
It's the story of Killzone, essentially.
Bleh.
Oh, no. We're tired of being your mining bitches. We're going to launch a Pearl Harbor and take all of your things.
Launch a Pearl Harbor.
That's the story of Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. But I played that. I've been putting away Phoenix Wright Trials here and there. So, I mean, I don't know how relevant that was. I forgot when that game even came out. But doing that. I got a PS4 Pro, so I've been going back and, like, replaying, like, Infamous Second Son and Last of Us Remastered just to kind of see how they look different. And for the most part, I can definitely tell, like, it's a way better frame rate. I haven't messed with resolutions on that just because from what I hear on the PS4 Pros, like, if you turn on the 4K resolution, the frame rate and everything else kind of turns to shit, which is a really, it's kind of depressing thing, because that was like one of their big features was like, hey, 4K resolution gaming, and then, oh wait, no, like, these games are chugging to try to display that 4K resolution. So that might be something that kind of pops up with games built from now on, as opposed to games that were built, you know, 3 years ago. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that.
I acquired a 65-inch, like, curved SU HDTV. And now that's making me think about a PS4 Pro. Just because, like, at 65 inches, you could tell, you know, more of the difference on it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll arrange a day, and I'll bring over the Pro. And we can kind of see.
You're going to be like a PlayStation salesman. Like, I'm a door-to-door salesman. Here, let me try this on your TV.
I'm not the PlayStation 4 Pro salesman. I'm more like the PS4 Pro Mormon that is just trying to find out if it's the right choice for you.
Knock on the door. It's like, have you heard about our Lord and Savior 4K?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish Ryan was
on. What if I told you there was a future where everything was 60 frames per second?
And I'd be like, oh, that future is here. It's on my PC.
It'd be like, blasphemer.
I'm already enlightened. I wish Ryan was here too, because he just won a 4K 65-inch TV at a dinner.
Wait, he won a 4K? What?
Yeah, he went to like a holiday party for his wife.
Oh, yeah?
And apparently he was really drunk and his wife won a 40 or 65-inch TV.
Oh, so she won.
I mean, it comes to the same house.
Exactly. What I mean is, it's not like he showed up at her office party and then he won and he's like, all right, and everyone's just like standing around looking at me like, who is that guy, where does he work?
it was funny that he was saying that there's a guy on the same table that was like giving him the stink eye because he won a 32 inch versus this, you know, and they won the 65 inch.
Oh yeah, I mean, size matters.
Well, we were talking about it, and he was like, man, I was trying to show you a pic, but it wouldn't come through. And then he's like, what a dick pic. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to show you my curved 65-inch. myself, of course, I've been playing Overwatch lately still. And then, in fact, that's why I was like, hey, give me like 15 minutes because I was finishing up a competitive match. But I've been playing two other games, Titanfall 2.
All right.
Oh my god, that thing is so good. Like, I'm surprised it hasn't gotten bigger traction.
Yeah. But first Titanfall really did a number on the Titanfall franchise.
Yeah, but when you release it between like the bigger FPS shooters, but anyways, it's a mech game. It's just it feels like being in a robot when you're inside of the robots. We call them robots, right? Because they have AI, or
yeah. I think that's where we landed, is they are robots.
Okay, so when you get in the robot, it feels like you're trudging along like a robot, and when you're outside of the robot, you feel the want to get back into your robot and like call it and everything. But the action outside of that is really good too. I'm halfway through the storyline, which I've been told was like really good, and it's taken like some BioShock turns.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. The storyline is kind of crazy right now.
I think, are you up into the, I think you might be up at the part where I think you're at, where you find the dude's wrist thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I highly recommend it. And then the other day I bought Watch Dogs 2.
What made you decide to buy Watch Dogs 2?
I wanted an open world game.
Okay.
And reviews were coming back and people were saying it was actually better.
All right.
Now, here's the thing. It's like Millennial Hackers the movie. It has some cool stuff. It has some things that may be cringe, but so far it's been enjoyable. They have bad puns like we're gonna what was it? Ah, I told this one to Rex. Oh, we're gonna hit them where a gigahertz. And I just facepalmed so hard. But like your first side mission is kinda cool. You have to go defeat a Martin Shkreli kind of character.
Alright.
You have nice. To swindle him out of a couple $1 million. And then
how are their fake memes?
They're pretty bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to that. Music is pretty cool. The way you get music, you know, like in Grand Theft Auto, you have your radio and it has music on it.
Mm-hmm.
On this one, you walk around and a little notification comes up sometimes, and basically you're like pirating the music.
Okay.
It's
you're
like
just taking it out of the air, I guess.
I guess if someone is playing that music, that song around you. You use an app to like take the song to. I mean, it's got a lot of cool.
That seems like a really impractical way to pirate music. I mean, when we have like Spotify and Google Play Music and Pandora, just stealing whatever music is playing on someone else's phone seems like the worst idea for stealing music ever.
That's millennials for you. But no, they've got a lot of like cool apps on your phone. There's one where you have to take pictures in front of landmarks. But it's so, I mean, I know like Grand Theft Auto has done it that way, but the way it's integrated into Watch Dogs as an app on your phone and everything is I think is really cool.
Well, let me ask you this, because I've noticed this about like pretty much all open world games. Can you have music when you're just walking around?
No.
See, that's what I don't understand. Like all these open world games, and it's like they never take into account that maybe someone has earphones. And they can just listen to music while they're walking around. It's like you get in the car, and that's where the music is. When you exit the car, the music is gone. And it's like none of these characters ever have headphones or earbuds.
That's what I'm saying. It's like with this one, you would kind of think that way because they're like hackers and and all this stuff. Yeah, you're right. So
it's stupid. I can't think of a single game, like an open world game, where you can listen to you can listen to the radio and the music outside of the car.
Yeah. Also, I just finished a mission where it started with me stealing a Knight Rider type car.
Okay.
And then going against Scientology and getting Ray Liotta or a Ray Liotta type character to join you.
Nice.
So I mean, it's like Saints Row and Grand Theft Auto mixed together, like meeting right in the middle. So.
Yeah. I did get The Last Guardian.
And you've played it already? Is that why you're like, I can only be on the show for a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started playing it. So I got my work code yesterday. So I was able to download it. And it was actually really fast download. It's only 6 gigabytes.
That's not big at
all. So I've only, played for like an hour or so. But so far, it looks really good in motion. Like, I really wasn't expecting it to look as good as it did. And the thing with those games is like all the animation's really well done, and it does like this. My favorite thing so far, it does this really subtle trick. So if you go away from Trico and you call him and he's coming towards you, the camera kind of automatically starts tilting up its focus. Hmm. So it gets basically, so the Trico will walk up to you. You're in the foreground, he walks up to you, and the camera kind of very slightly like pans up from the kid's perspective to make him seem like really big and like wondrous.
That's neat.
And it's like, it's one of those subtle camera movements that's like, you're not even like touching the controller. It will automatically kind of take it and like give you the most like cool looking camera angle.
Hmm.
That's like kind of like a weird, like kind of subtle thing I noticed about that game. Like, it's just sort of like looking wonder at this bird, dog, cat, and then you go, oh.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool game so far. I'm eager to kind of see where it actually goes, you know, past just, hey, here's a boy and his bird dog griffin thing.
I had stumbled onto a forum and I got the ending spoiled for me, so.
Oh, well.
Yes, no, I'm not going to say
I don't want to know what forum you were on that they would spoil that, but it's probably Vidya.
Yeah.
bunch of cold-hearted bastards there.
They are, but I mean.
Yeah, they're probably complaining about the game at the same time.
No, they enjoyed it so far, so we'll see. My wife picked up Final Fantasy 15. Poor soul hasn't been able to actually pop it in because adult life.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so hopefully she'll get to play it. Because it's starting. We watched Kingsglaive, the movie that came with it, and that was pretty good.
Oh, you guys got the deluxe edition?
She had to.
Okay, yeah.
But it looks really good. Like, the engine that they use for that. Aside from that, that's all I've been playing. Also because adult life.
Well, yeah, adult life sucks. That's why it's like, for the past couple days, aside from Last Guardian, it's like it's been a lot of Phoenix Wright. Because I can just take that and lie down with it and play for a good 15 minutes. And those games are always so good.
Oh, so I did. Good. I did get a Nintendo 3DS for Black Friday, but I don't know what to play on it yet.
Oh, I don't know either.
I'm not doing Pokemon Go or Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yeah, I'm tired of those games. Finally.
I've never seen you play Pokemon.
I've played them. They've just worn me down. Finally.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing, dog? The dog's like licking my cables. He's being weird today. So.
Tasty cables.
I guess since it's you and I, we can sneak in a little bit of wrestling talk.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, they never let us talk about sweaty man drama.
No, we always have to explain it to them. We have to tell them terms like kayfabe and.
But for.
And those, wrestling.
To me, the state of the wrestling union or whatever that is the WWE has been kind of lately. If you're looking to get into wrestling, I'd say wait until later in January when Royal Rumble happens and WrestleMania starts, the road to WrestleMania.
Mm.
It's just in a really weird, dull area right now.
I guess. I mean, I'm always a little bit more on the upside than you in this because I've seen it when it's been really bad. So, like, yeah. Sometimes it helps to, like, just miss a week and then go back to it fresh. If you really do stay on, you watch everything all the time, yeah, you get definitely bogged down in the details. But, you know, I step back and I go back in. It's like, oh, hey, like, here's TLC. Like, oh, that was actually really cool. Like, I don't have to care about whatever has been going on for 5 weeks with Randy Orton joining the basically the new Trenchcoat Mafia.
Yeah. But no, it's that's what I kind of think of it. I watched the pay-per-view. It was kind of like, about it. I think I didn't even finish it just because I just lost interest.
You didn't finish the pay-per-view?
Yeah, like the next day I got bored of it, turned it off. Oh, and then the next day I went back and checked out what I missed. But
I mean, I thought the pay-per-view was actually pretty good. The tag match was all right. The Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss match was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd give that one about 3.5 stars.
That's where I stopped right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd give that one 3.5 stars. Miz versus Dolph Ziggler was really good. They had less, like, big ladder spots and more just, like, telling the story of, you know. And then the finish basically being the Miz just kicking Dolph Ziggler in the nuts twice. Pushing up the ladder was like, that's a pretty Miz thing to do right there.
Yeah. Man, Sean, do you want to go to Royal Rumble?
I do. I do want to. Can I? Is the other question.
We should look into it.
Yeah. Royal Rumble's got to be fun at least to just kind of be there and see the surprise entrance and boo whoever they decide to win. Because that seems to be the tradition for the Royal Rumble these days.
Royal Rumble is also my favorite event. Of WrestleMania. It's just like it's a very primordial event where it says, hey, okay, let's just throw everybody out of the ring.
Yeah, like it's a constant dollop of like surprise entries, you know? 'Cause that's the thing about being a wrestling fan. It's like everyone, we all secretly love all the entrances. They're the most kind of like technically meaningless thing about a wrestling event or anything, but man, it's just there's something about entrances that's just like always cool, you know? Watching the music hit and then somebody will like walk down. It's like everybody. It's like I don't care who it is. It's like I'll always kind of watch their entrance just because I like to see it. Is that
Excuse
weird?
me. No.
Yeah. And
Wait.
that's Royal Rumble is just basically 30 entrances.
Wait, what? Beyonce and Disturbed are competing for the Best Rock Performance Grammy.
Beyonce and Disturbed. Like, did they collaborate?
No, like they have different performances.
Was there no one else that had a rock album?
I don't know. Man,
That that's I don't give a shit about the
I don't either, but I'm just kind of like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Beyonce.
Oh,
Is
she's
that
getting it because she performed with Jack White.
Oh, come on. Come on, stop it. That if you're giving Beyonce Grammy notification a nomination for rock, it's because it's like you haven't checked any other music that came out
21
she's nominated.
Pilots and David Bowie are also in the running. I mean, David Bowie is the most rock out of there.
Yeah, he is. But I
And
mean, you know, it's been a while. Like, let's be honest, was Lazarus really that great?
I kind of was.
I
Lazarus is really good.
just feel like there has to be like way more insanely good. I mean, I don't. They've got to be so good, but I can't have heard of them because I don't know who else I'd nominate rock because I don't know who the Grammys consider to be rock anymore.
Mega Ran was considered for a Grammy, but he didn't get chosen as a nominee.
Oh man, for
Yeah.
hip hop album?
So
Nice.
that,
Congratulations. It's an honor to be considered.
yeah. Hopefully he will push it forward next year. Also, man, my Facebook feed is so weird. Conspiracy theory: Amy Schumer is Chris Jericho.
I mean, it's, yeah, usually I can find some kind of thread there, but that's totally off base.
They have a picture of like early 90s Jericho next to Amy Schumer
Oh, okay. Lionheart,
now.
Chris Jericho. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're implying like the real Chris Jericho is not the one that's actually wrestling now. This is a
No,
different
they're
one.
just saying Chris Jericho is Amy Schumer.
Oh. I mean, that would mean that Chris Jericho and Dolph Ziggler are an item. Dun dun dun.
Wait, is Ziggler still dating her?
No, I think Ziggler is dating Dana Brooke.
Nice.
I mean, he's the locker room horn dog.
Yeah, he is. He gets all the ladies. He
So yeah, at
actually.
least for a little bit, and then they go on to more popular people.
Oh man, well,
He's the mid card of wrestling boyfriends.
he's that stepping stone to the main
Exactly.
event.
Like Nikki Bella went on to John Cena. I'm sure Dana Brooke will probably start ending up with Roman Reigns.
He's the pre-show show,
Yeah,
the pre-show match.
he's trying to steal the show. One
Oh
vagina at a time.
God. Well, we promised to keep it short. We're going to do just that. We're right under the 30-minute mark. But thank you for listening to us. Next year, we're going to be coming back with our pre-award show. We're
Yeah.
going to be doing a bunch of memes, meme awards, because,
It's all Mimi Awards.
yeah, that's all 2016 has been. Just a big one big meme.
I looked at the ballots. I'm so lost. I don't understand any of that. I'm gonna need y'all to like treat me like a fucking idiot child.
Yeah, we're gonna do that, don't worry.
It's just like, this is words I'd never even seen before. I don't know how you guys have the time to even do these memes. It's like a full-time job.
No, you just add a bunch of them to your Facebook and let them scroll through your stuff.
Yeah, I've just got to unfriend some people like my mom. Met a bunch of other people. I need to clear up the Facebook feed so it's just memes.
Or I think
that, at this point, would it just be better to create a new Facebook account?
No. Just delete people.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well,
sorry, Aunt Susan.
Yeah. Bye, Aunt Susan. There's not enough room for you and memes.
I need to know what's going on in Simpson shit posting.
You do know the story about Simpson shit posting, right?
No.
It got bought out by someone that wanted to use it for advertising. Then
what?
Then the group started a GoFundMe to buy it back.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. Maybe next week we'll get into it because
I feel like we need to have like another seminar like we had at Comic Palooza.
Oh god, that was amazing. That was incredible. But all right, we're gonna head out. Be back next week with the big show and the even bigger show with the results the week after.
Where's the big show?
But for now, from Sean and I, good night, Space City.
I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. But in a bag, the future is in a bag. I'm happy. In a bag, I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm in a bag. But not for long, the future is in a bag. This in a bag, this in a bag, this in a bag, this in a bag.
Finally, someone let me out of my
bag.
Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm
in a bag.
Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm
in a bag,
and I'm under each snare. It's tangible.